From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from Islamic State militants. The town is cited in a Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meanwhile, officials from the United States and Europe met in London to discuss how to end the Syrian conflict after talks with Russian and Middle Eastern counterparts in Switzerland a day earlier. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned on Sunday of possible sanctions against Syria and Russia over the siege of Aleppo.
It's a humanitarian disaster that is the largest humanitarian disaster since World War II. And it could stop tomorrow morning, tonight, if Russia and the Assad regime were to behave according to any norm or any standard of decency.
John Kerry. The Iraqi Air Force has dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents there of the coming offensive to take the city from the Islamic State group. The leaflet drop Saturday came after hours of artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces. The United States, Britain, and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in that country to declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said after meeting in London with UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed that now is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and then move to the negotiating table. For more on this and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.